1977. You have your first girlfriend, and you are, as far as your 10-year-old self knows, madly in love. You are Nicole's buddy in science class. That's how you meet, because she's a bright girl who's been advanced a grade, and she needs an older student to help her fit in. And the principal, a man who knows you incredibly well from your frightening number of trips to his office, seems to have decided that it might be good for you to be responsible for once, to take care of someone and not get in trouble. You and Nicole pass notes in class with questions like, "Do you like me?" with yes or no boxes. You hold hands in the coat room. Instead of teaching her to behave, you teach her that the more you misbehave, the less adult supervision you tend to have. Screw up and you are out back clapping erasers together. Screw up even worse and you get sent to the coat room. Really screw up and you get to read books together in the library. On your 11th birthday, she is killed in the woods that back 3 or 4 neighborhood developments, woods that you all play in. You try to think about what she looked like, but you really have no memories of this. You remember 2 long brown pigtails, but you could be getting this from her picture now on an Unsolved Murders in Connecticut website, in her last school picture ever taken the year she was killed. She wears a white and red print dress. She has brown eyes that match her hair, which is pulled into 2 shoulder-length pigtails. She has a posed but happy smile. The photo has replaced your actual memory. You think of her now, you see that picture that everyone else can see. In the woods, Nicole's head was crushed with a large rock. Bludgeoned is the word the newspapers use, and you have to look up the word, and it will remain your most vivid memory of finding a definition in a dictionary. You are old enough to realize none of this can be your fault, but you remember the principal telling you that your job is to take care of Nicole, and the phrase will not leave your head no matter how much you want it to. For years, you think, there were rumors after all, she was raped and then bludgeoned. She was never raped, you find out much later, though for many years in your head she was. The facts for years were not the truth. You only learned she wasn't raped when you tried to research her case in your early 40s, thinking somehow that it might help your life make sense if you could make some sense of her death. From that day in 1977, you never, especially until you leave your hometown at 18, look at a man without thinking it could be him. Every coach, every teacher, every strange man who ever walks by you. For years, you're horrified whenever you're left alone with a man. Sometimes without warning, you flush with rage and want to hurt some guy you've never seen before. Your reaction to everything in the world starts to frighten you. Her case remains unsolved 35 years later. It will never be resolved, and it won't reduce itself to meaning. She has been gone from this earth nearly 5 times as long as she was here, and sometimes, even though you have known hundreds of people better, you think that relationship may be the most formative one in your life. While many things happened before Nicole was killed, this is really where all the other things start and to a certain degree end. 1974. Your parents throw a party on a Saturday night. You sit at the top of the stairs listening to their music, their laughter, and the clinking of bottles and ice in a bucket. Smell the cigarette smoke. They play Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash records all night long. The next morning, while your parents are sleeping, you're in the basement looking at all the different colors of liquor in the different sized glasses. You drink them, one by one, a red one first because you tend to like red foods and red candy, so why not red drinks? It tastes fine, not as good as, say, High C, but a few minutes in, you feel better than you have ever felt in your life, except for that accidental overdose 2 years ago on some pill at the mental institution where your father works. A beautiful new world floods through you. You smoke half cigarettes from ashtrays. You know you have to feel like this again. From this day forward, if you are not high, you are not happy.